Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee last week announced his support to disband the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA. He and other members of the Utah delegation say Congress has the right and responsibility to find ways to support children who were brought here illegally.
These students aren't responsible for their upheaval from their home country to here.
That was Karina Hernandez, a Latino student at Utah State University. Hernandez says she has seen strong emotional reactions from members of her community since the Trump administration pulled the program.
It's been really devastating for them. There's been a lot of emotional reaction. There's been a lot of uncertainty for their future and whether or not they can continue to pursue their studies here or even the life that they have here.
In a written statement, Senator Lee says he believes a balance between compassion and deterring future illegal immigration can be found by Congress members. But political science professor Michael Lyons has his doubts.
The track record of the Congress over the last few years, and especially in the last 9 months, has been a pretty disappointing one, in which it has been very difficult to find consensus over issues that are as contentious as immigration policy is.
For now, students who were protected by DACA will have until March 31st, 2018, to find other ways to stay in the country or be forced to leave. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Shani Howard.